My sixth sense says it's going to be a really crazy episode here at AfterBuzz TV for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's Season 7, Episode 15, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the After Show. Tonight we're talking about Hong Kong fireworks, that and more. I'm your host, Grants_Rants over on Twitter, and returning tonight.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christy Olsen, and you can hit me up at Christy Reports. I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm filling in tonight. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to Coast to Coast on St. Patrick's Day on Friday.
Okay.
All four of my books are going to be talked about for hours. It's the number one rated show in North America. So hopefully you guys will listen in on that.
I love that show. It used to be with Grant Bell.
Amazing. Yeah, it used to. Exactly. It's on SiriusXM. You can listen to it in your car. And every city has about two or three stations, even LA. So you, wherever you are, you can listen to it.
Awesome.
Nice. Happy St. Patty's Day to your fans.
Thank you.
The ladies are preparing at the top of this episode for Hong Kong. And Dorit's been there in the past several times, or she's in hundreds, every 6 weeks for 8 years. So it's old hat for her. Lisa Rinna can only go for a few days because of QVC. No big deal.
I mean,
QVC is working her nonstop. I mean, she's like on all the time now. It was like once or twice a year. Now it's like every few months or every few weeks
though.
She's on Twitter.
You. I mean, she's making every time she shows up, you can imagine how much bank she's pulling in. So I can't shade anyone for making money.
Harry Hamlin's thankful.
Lisa Vanderpump is being shady on the way to the airport. She doesn't want to sit next to Eileen, but she would be interested in sitting next to Erica because she feels like she could crack her. She's trying.
I just want to know why the hell they don't know where they're sitting on this plane.
Yeah.
Hello? Who has the tickets? Who booked this? Like, I mean, they broke kayfabe there for me a little bit.
Some poor travel PA is at the airport at 5 a.m. that they left, handing out the tickets last minute. Those women didn't pay for their flights. They're not online.
That is right.
They're not on the line. Like, Dorit, what seat did you get?
That's the seat I want to see.
But at least they got their cameras out and they filmed it, because half the time in these plane scenes, you never see what happens. Yeah. And they just arrived. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I want to see the whole thing. It's 14 hours. I want to see the little bedrooms, and you know, half of them went to sleep because who was handing out pills? Lisa Rinna. She says she's handing them out like candy. And let me tell you, when I do a plane trip, that is the only time I get to rest. So I'm like out already. But 14 hours, can you imagine? That's what you want to do. You want to go to sleep and then wake up in another city. So
Yeah, I work in international travel. I don't go on these trips, but I book these flights. I'm like, I can't imagine how these guys, they just go like, they'll do Singapore, they'll do like all these countries, they've done Hong Kong, and it's just like, and then they're right back at work on Monday, and it's like, how do you keep going? Like, especially, like, you have to sleep, but Eileen didn't sleep at all. That's like solitary confinement to me. You have to sit for 14 hours. What the hell did you do? I mean, you can always listen to us.
That's a great idea.
But I mean, that only lasts for so long.
Grant, you've been doing this for 5 years.
Rants.
I know. You've got a million things we can listen to.
Yes, and Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
That's right.
Yes. A little bit less over there. What can we say? So the hotel we're staying at is quite extravagant. Of course, if you didn't hear, Lisa Vanderpump is staying in the presidential suite.
Of course, she mentions it like only a million times. Yes, not to name drop. But listen, if I was going to go to Hong Kong, that is my, I want a good hotel, because I've heard horror stories of how the buildings are on top of each other. Yes, it's very congested, there's millions of people on the streets, but with these ladies, you travel in style. So you go first class, you have a very comfortable little bed, you know, you go get there, you're whisked away from the airport right to this incredible hotel. I mean, did you see the hotel? It is gorgeous. Yes, in the room. So yeah, I would be willing to go to Hong Kong, and that's the hotel I'd want to stay at too.
Yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Erica spent a lot of money because she brought her group for her What does she call them?
Her gaze.
Her glam squad.
Listen, they were the only smart enough ones to bring lighting, because I do want to comment on some of those scenes later. I mean, they looked harshly lit because they weren't lit at all. Yeah. Whereas Erica, they were smart enough to bring their own lighting. I mean, she looked fabulous always.
You're right. I was confused as to why the choreographer needed to be there until the lighting. And I love me some Mikey Minden. And I know he's more of a creative director, so that's why I'm sure he was the one who showed up with the lights.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Mikey.
Her whole look is the creative director.
Yes. So she has, so she claims she has six looks. The first was victory rolls.
What, the 20s or something? Victorian period? What did she say?
It was like that. Victorian period. She looks amazing. Erica, you always look... I mean, she looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, her airplane attire was a little cash, but she made up for it, of course. Eden is... Eden is there, and she's talking about how she's going to be treating this man, London, to a trip in New York, and she'll be waiting in bed.
Now, wait a minute. She talked about this when she came here. And when she did it, I was getting a little confused, because she's saying London, New York, London, New York, and I'm like, oh, the guy's name is London. Yes. I didn't catch it the first time. And I thought...
Well, that's what they're calling him. His name is
because
Joe.
Because he is from England, right?
Okay. Yes, yes. So I think she's trying not to say his name, but then as she's going to like go through these painstakingly like calling him London every time, she's like, show her phone, it directly says like Joe R or whatever it was.
Okay, that makes sense. London is from London. She's going to be half naked in the bed when he arrives. The girls are horrified. They're like, why are you doing that? And she says, well, if he's a maniac killer, she could do the same. Yeah. So she's a strong woman, right? What do you girls have to say about that?
I don't know kind of what to think about this, because we've met Eden, and obviously she knows what she's doing in life.
Yeah.
She is one of the most just sure of herself people that I've ever met. Uh-huh. And so just the fact that she's the one who's doing this makes me want to be like, okay, well, then it must be okay. But it all just sounds really not okay. I don't know what to think.
It kind of goes with her personality. She is open-hearted.
Spiritual.
Yes.
And when you're spiritual, you're open to everyone. And everything, and believing the best in people.
And isn't that the way we should be, right, Jenna?
No.
I'm from the south side of Chicago. We don't trust anyone.
No, bitch.
No. No way. And I'm sure as hell not flying anyone out. Why would you import, as Lisa Vanderpump would say?
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
Seems dangerous
a little
bit.
I do admire, in a sense, and anyone listening, I do encourage you to do this, nor would I ever do this, but I just think it's kind of nice in a way for people to be so not high-strung and just so relax and feel so safe to be able to do that, especially in this world now where people, I mean, I grew up in a very fearful household. I mean, people were afraid to, you know, everyone was out to get you. Like, it was like, you know, it wasn't until I came here where I was able to kind of like open my mind a little bit more and not be so, not believe that everyone's trying to screw me.
The Northeast is a little bit like that. So I get that.
Right.
For sure.
So I admire her being so open-minded, but at the same time, you've got to be able to count. I mean, she is a mother.
Well,
that's
nothing
the thing.
Happened to her yet, you know? And then she's also had a little nice padded life with her dad being so rich and famous. So nothing bad has happened to
her. Good point, Jenna.
I have grown up the same way, but I've been proven. I've seen people killed, you know, and it's rightfully so. Okay, we lock our doors.
Yeah,
you know, there's certain things. Yeah. So, hey, I don't know. I'm a firm believer in not having a guy flown out and naked in the bed.
Yeah, maybe not.
I got you all wrong.
Maybe don't lay yourself out like you're
don't lay yourself out on display.
You know?
Like, meet him in the lobby with your clothes on. First,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the kids are at home. She is at a hotel room, right? So at least she has a little bit of discretion there. The kids are not going to be seeing anything.
Well, I'd hope not.
No.
Yeah.
So I always think it's a good idea to do like a pre-date, like to meet either for frozen yogurt or coffee. This is before the first date.
That's what you're supposed to do, Grant.
This is like, all right, let's see like if this is even like worth it.
Right.
Because how many lousy first dates are there? You know what I mean? Like, you've got to kind of test the waters. And if people aren't into that, then forget it. You know, because then you're not on the same page. That's
right.
How
but
right.
It's also
I mean?
Exactly right. You go to a coffee shop, they say in a public space.
Yes.
Because if they're a psycho, there's a lot of people around you. So if they try to kill you, you're in public.
Hopefully someone would stop them.
Exactly.
For me,
exactly.
I'm just trying to make sure that there's some type of connection that's worth each other's time. But no one's calling me up anyway. So I haven't any frozen yogurt in a while.
Oh, Grant.
Now the whole world knows if Grant asks you to fro you.
Plug your Twitter.
You can DM at.
At Grant Rand. Underscore Rand.
I'm trying to drop the underscores, so stay tuned. Okay. I'm working on that.
He's ready to meet up at the Marmont, right?
Yes. Yeah. Glass
of champagne.
I'm just putting at Grant's Rants on notice. This is someone who has an inactive Twitter account, and I'm coming for you. At the beginning of May, I am requesting this handle.
There's so many of those.
Because it'll be 6 months. It'll have been six months that they were inactive. And they don't have any account. There's nothing there. I mean, I'm not jacking someone's account. There's literally one tweet that says, no ranting or not ranting. Well, I am intending on ranting. So move on.
Good for you.
You know what? It's so frustrating. It is frustrating. Yeah. And they tweeted not ranting. This is so stupid. They tweeted not ranting on Halloween. So, of course, I'm doing the counting 6 months. So, May 1st. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Wait, at 6 months, you can, like, kick them off? Or how?
If it's inactive, yes.
But I need to kick out a lot of people.
If you're famous, though, you automatically get it. Grant, tell Twitter about yourself. You should get your own name. You deserve it.
I would love that.
The blue check.
For real.
Yeah, but I want
for
Grant's real. Rants. I want okay. Grant. Yeah, I do want Grant's Rants. Anyway.
You own it. You yes. own it.
That was interesting, Grant. Thank you for sharing
Thank
that
you.
With us.
We're yes. doing more coffee talk lately. That's the thing. And I'd love to see the chat board because I know you probably are.
Oh.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Oh, hey, guys.
It's usually
sorry, guys. I know you're there.
So Lisa Vanderpump has this documentary going on, and then Erica and Kyle are going to go out sightseeing, and then Rinna and Dorit are just going to talk about pills, I guess. I don't know what they were doing for the day. Which one of these excursions would you folks take?
Oh, well, that's an easy one for me. First of all, I cannot see animals tortured. I actually missed the episode that where they actually showed it on this show, but I just am huge animal supporter, and I respect LVP for standing up for animals and dogs. I think that's fantastic. I wish you'd be a little nicer to people, but I won't go there today. I already get enough flack. But really and truly, I would probably be the one going shopping, and it's only because I just cannot deal with seeing. I've gone to these events, too, like the Hero Dog Awards, and they show stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, how do people get through the night? It's just too much.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can do more help when you don't bring your spirits down and you keep them up. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm shallow, I'm going to go shopping, but, you know, you can help a lot. You can help the animals, too, by not making yourself completely miserable. Yeah. So I understand the girls not wanting to do that. And I also respect Eileen for going out there and supporting LVP.
True.
If you're strong and able to do it, go for it. I think that was wonderful.
I'd go shopping.
Yay.
And I'd send a check.
Okay, we're together.
I would go shopping as well.
Yay.
Because those videos are for the people who don't believe. Okay,
oh.
I back this up. I support this. We should not be doing that.
Yes.
I try to live a cruelty-free lifestyle on a day-to-day basis. So I'm convinced. Like, those videos are
you
not
got me.
Yeah,
I don't need
to watch those.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no. Again, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going shopping. I'll send a check, too.
There you go. See, at the same time, I feel like these ladies were on this trip to go for this. This is why they were there. So I felt in a way I was surprised they weren't all roped into it. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, like you said, like preaching to the choir, bringing spirits down. Like, I get why people would be like, I really like it's just no, I don't want to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. And I will say those pictures and videos are things you cannot unsee.
Yes.
So you know, it is something to think about if you really want to subject yourself.
And this is really interesting coming from our chat roll. Randy Audio Wrestling said, I'm shocked they aired a SeaWorld commercial during this episode about you.
That's
a good point. I mean, that's just an interesting choice.
Yes,
you're right.
Very good. Who's sponsoring?
Eileen put a phone call into the presidential suite, and she was like checking the temperature of the water to see if she should go or not. And I was like, yeah, I respect that, and I think that was like a classy move on her part. I like Eileen. I know a lot of people feel like she doesn't bring too much. I like her on the show, so I was glad to see that she made that move. She easily could have just ran behind Lisa Rinna.
Oh yeah. And she looked unbelievable when they went to that documentary thing. When first showed her, I was like, who is that hot blonde
with that little peekaboo in her stomach?
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
Cute. She just keeps getting better and better.
She really does.
I like Eileen.
It was a slow going there at first.
Yeah.
I think she's admitted that too.
Denim.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa Rinna sat down with Dorit and she said that, here we go. She heard that she might have a problem with pills, but when she commented about the pills, it was only a joke. Dorit says that it was the funniest moment and that she never insinuated that she had a drug addiction. And then Lisa Rinna said that it was brought to her attention by something that was said in Mexico, But yet nobody told her, even though she wasn't in Mexico at the time, but through a sixth sense, she knew that they were talking about her pill addiction, or if she has it or not. And to me, this is a producer whispering in her ear saying, look, they're paying me to be in Hong Kong. We got to do something. Like, this is what we're going to be talking about.
And guess who it's on? It's on Lisa Rinna again to keep the show going and keep us talking about her. I almost felt like she came up with it herself. Like, she is so savvy. She knows how this game is played. She knows what she has to do if she wants to stay on it. She is keeping the show going. I know there's a lot of hate for her and hate for me for supporting her. But listen, the scene, again, she's bringing it for this episode. And it's as small as it is, that's what we talked about tonight. And it felt like Dorit was getting involved too. I think she's trying to stay on the show. I don't know that she's going to be asked next season, but she was making herself a part of the scene too. It was kind of weak, but that's what we had today.
Yeah, I had a sixth sense that there was a low self-esteem type thing. Like, she doesn't have this confidence in her personality that she can carry on any other storyline. No, Lisa Rinna.
Oh, really?
That she can't carry on a storyline other than something like this kind of drama, or dragging things on to make them last longer. Mm-hmm. Kind of like women who drag on relationships because they don't feel like they can move on to another. It's like, I'm a fan of Lisa Rinna, but it's, you know, sometimes you gotta call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. That's what I just think that this is. Like, she didn't even spend much time on camera having fun. It was a lot of, so I want to get straight to the point. And, you know, did you say that? And it started this drama right away. I think that it might have been made by her, or it was a producer. Either way, I just think something's up there.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, like, where did this come from now? Why wasn't this discussed last week? Right. All of a sudden now.
Well, you know, she was only going to be there for a few days in Hong Kong. So she had to get her drama out before they sent her packing back.
Right. Okay, yes. See, there's something along those lines. Yeah. Like, there was something.
But what you're
there.
Saying makes a lot of sense.
When you travel 14 hours, you're on a junkanoo. I want to call it a junkanoo, even though it's a junket or whatever it's called. But, you know, they're all sitting there. The cameras are on them. There's at least three or four cameras. There's stress and pressure, and I think Lisa Rinna feels it. She's been in television so long. She knows she's got to do something. She's got to do something. She kicks it off, and they kind of take it from there. But I noticed, once again, there seems to be two sides. You have LVP, Kyle, and Dorit on one side. And interesting enough, I brought this up a few episodes ago, you have Yolanda supporter Erica on the other side, and she's kind of getting in the mix. And if you see, there's clearly two sides developing in this episode. I think it's going to carry over to next week. But any time where LVP can support her side, she'll go after it. So I'm kind of feeling like Erica's taking a side here, and she's going after Dorit, who was supposed to be LVP's puppet, or I won't say puppet, but friend of the show.
Yeah, friend.
So
yeah.
I kind of see a line there in that scene. It was very interesting to me. And it's building up, and they're literally look like they're sitting on two sides. And then Eden, I don't know where Eden is sitting, but when they show her, she looks all alone in a dark corner somewhere. It's weird.
She's got that dark wig.
Like, where are you sitting? Yeah. She's the mysterious Oriental lady. But, I love it. Or Asian lady.
Grant, you've been doing this for a while, and I've been watching since season one, but I'm just wondering, do you notice that there's always two sides? And if, you know, this is something that they try to do, because I'm kind of confused thinking, you know, just off of what Chris said.
You know, with regards to story producing.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, like, let's think about OC. You know, like, there's like clearly a divide between, like, for a while it was like Tamara and Vicky versus everyone else. Now it's Shannon and Tamara versus Vicky. So, like, I'm just thinking of that. And with this, and that's where this show kind of lost it for me, when they brought on Carlton and those people.
Yes.
Because it was, because I was like, wait a minute, where do they fall? Like, they don't have any ties to anybody. You know,
they were against Kyle.
Well, yeah.
And then it was Kyle. And them versus the newbies.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. At the end of the day, this show boils down to two couches and Andy Cohen in the middle.
Okay, there you go. So, yes. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think you're onto something. Yeah. Okay.
And didn't we hear from a little bird that Kyle was the original cast member of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dara. I thought you wanted to grab onto this. It's like, this is your moment, because I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And, you know, if LVP leaves, and I'm not saying that she's going to leave for sure, because I know these antics, they'll come back at the last minute.
I'm thinking the same
money. You know, she leaks it out. She wants more money. She wants whatever. So she could come back. But if she doesn't, Kyle is the last original member on the show, which you pointed out, she was the original original person that was chosen, and she is the one that brought in LVP.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have taken LVP without Cedric, remember? And also, she saw Camille dancing nude on, not nude, she saw Cedric dancing
at
a pole.
Right, but at a party, she was dressed.
She
was dancing, and then she goes, okay, you're great, and she's pulling people
smart.
In.
Thank
so
you.
Kyle was the one to kind of cast for everyone. Yeah, yeah. She was pulled by producers originally because a main producer who had no idea about the Housewives. So they were doing the OC. Real quick, I'll just touch on.
Yeah.
So OC, they were doing it. Andy Cohen didn't know if he wanted to do Beverly Hills because it was so close. And he goes, okay, you know, who do we get? Who's the main person? You can't just set out an ad for rich people in Beverly Hills.
Vicky.
Yeah. So one of the producers saw the Eat True Hollywood Story of Paris Hilton and saw the aunt, which is Kyle, and then said, I know the perfect lady who's rich to this guy, up and comer, blah, blah, blah. And then they grabbed her and said, okay, introduce us to your friends. So she brought in LVP and then, you know, went her way.
Right.
To get
and
all the
sir,
people.
Yeah. What's the neighbor across the street? Adrian.
Adrian. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Adrian was her neighbor. Yeah. Then Camille at a party. And then they all knew.
Kim, of course.
Taylor.
Taylor. So, yeah. And somewhere Allison Dubois crawled in.
Oh, yes.
They've had a few psychics on the show. Well, who was the other psychic? Because I remember LVP got a reading, remember? And I know that we're talking about psychics tonight on the show, so it's kind of apropos, but there was, I know, of course, Allison Dubois, she's so angry at the show that it ruined her life.
Did it ruin her life?
That's what she says.
That's what she says.
I always say those words came out of your mouth, didn't they?
I couldn't believe it. Anyway,
and she couldn't foresee it.
LVP got it reading.
You're psychic, so come on.
Tonight, we'll talk about it because, first of all, I want to just give like a weirdo jeers because like Lisa Rinna is so excited about everything. She's like, oh my God, look at these little wooden chairs, the skyscrapers. Like, I was like, can you relax like 2 minutes? Can you just take it in? You know, I love New York, and I went to the High Line, and I love the High Line, and I just like put my headphones away and just like looked around and just enjoyed the walk. I wasn't going talking to myself, go, oh my God, can you believe these rails? Can you believe the plants and the bushes? Like, I was just like, it's just so beautiful. Like, just take a moment.
Ever since you pointed out that she does that, I notice it
all the time. She needs to like maybe. I don't know what's in that bag, but nothing to calm her down.
She got through customs.
So the psychic, yes, Kyle talked to Erica. They related about how their mothers both had kind of unrealized dreams and that a psychic, what did the psychic tell Kyle?
That she was a better mother than her mother was.
Yes, and she wasn't responsible for Kim's actions.
Yes.
Which was great. I want to know who the psychic was. And I want to remember LVP got a reading and her grandmother or grandfather came in. Who was the psychic on that episode?
I do not remember. Mm.
But she was like crazy about him. Okay, anyways. Yeah.
Erica said, do I have my guard up? And she kind of like repositioned herself on her chair. And she's like, well, I have my eyes wide open. And that's how I live my life. I could totally relate to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially like in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. You've got to be just so wide-eyed. You have to know what's going on. That's how I feel. Even now, with like not to be political, but I think that's how we all have to be. Just have to have your eyes super wide open.
Well, Erica is just so life savvy. You know, like she just knows how to play everything. She knows how to handle herself. I mean, I wish I could be more like that.
Look at the position she's in. Not too many women can do that.
That's true.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
She still has a strong exterior. Christy, do you know why she's going to cry, though? We keep seeing that scene. Do you have any stuff coming
really
up later?
I think it's going to be about the... I haven't read any speculation, but I really think it's going to be about the son being a police officer.
Really?
And being out on the streets of L.A. at night.
Because that's the only time she has broken down on this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they keep showing that scene. But yeah, she is a very strong woman. Love it.
Yeah, I really think that's what it's going to be.
Okay. Isn't she not allowed to talk about her son?
And that's why maybe it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's a policeman?
Maybe the other ladies think that she's being elusive or, you know, all she says is you don't know what I go through every night. And maybe there's going to be 3 episodes of speculation after that about her marriage or whatever when she's really talking about the son. You know, maybe we won't even know.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot to cover in this episode and we don't have too much time, so I just want to keep it moving. But first, we need to tell you about stamps. These days, you could practically get anything on demand. And why not? Like our podcast, podcast. You can listen whenever, whatever is convenient for you, on a train, on a plane, to Hong Kong or whatever. But, so you know, something like going to the post office is kind of like a hard thing to fit in. You know, it's not the easiest thing. You know, limited hours and all that. So what you can do is you can get postage on demand at stamps.com. Stamps.com, anything you can do in a post office, you can now do right from your desk at stamps.com. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer or printer. Convenient.
Cool.
And unlike the post office, stamps.com never closes. Even better, because I'm always doing everything late. You can never get you can get postage whenever you need it, 24/7. So yes, and right now you can use the term BUZZ, Buzz, of course, for this special offer. That's a 4-week trial, and this includes postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone. They have that on a lot of these sites for flowers and things like that at the top. That's where you type in Buzz, and at stamps.com, enter Buzz, and you'll never go to the post office again. Stamps.com.
Thank God.
Sounds
for that.
Good to me,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what it says on here, yes.
Anything you can buy online, it's the easiest way to go. That's why Amazon's taking over, right?
Oh, I gotta be honest
with you. And stamps.com?
I'm so bad with sending like cards, like greeting cards and stuff. Yeah. I'm always like days behind because it takes forever to get to the East Coast. I don't have a stamp, like, so yeah, there you go. Stamps.com. I'm gonna do it. I'm serious. All right, Lisa, Rinna, again. Anne Eden sat down. Rinna's sixth sense has come back into the picture. She said that her sixth sense says she's viewed as a drug addict. And that Erica was asked by Dorit about a pill problem. And, Eden. Eden was asked by Dorit if she had a pill problem. And of course, Lisa Rinna says, they're a P with a capital, they're a pussy with a capital P. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
that's a word we don't hear very often from the housewives.
No, I don't know. Then, who do we think had the most fierce look? I'm giving it to Eden with that wig. I thought she looked really eye-catching.
At least they're all trying. I mean, those outfits were spectacular. I was like, I told you, who got the memo? Because they all came down the stairs looking fabulous. Yeah. And Eden brought it. I love when you can bring the wigs. And hey, shout out to Karen and BBNZ. Hey, guys, thanks for shouting out to me.
Yes.
I really liked... Erica, because of the way that she talked. She was like, everyone knows that I'm the fabulous one. So I'm
hard
like, okay,
beat.
Yeah.
Hard to beat, yeah. Yes.
She takes that role very seriously.
Yes. Before we get to the nitty-gritty that went down on this junk boat, we here at AfterBuzz TV are preparing for the upcoming reunion. We know that last week they shot. It was a long day. We saw some pictures. Mm-hmm. I think Eileen posted one that said, well, I survived. So who knows?
They all did, right?
Yes. So we're going to take a look back, as we do, and many of the housewives here, at a moment in reality TV history. This argument went down last year at the reunion. Yolanda singles out Rinna, surprise, who is fighting for her life, and asks her why she is so judgmental and outspoken about her health. So here we go.
Brought to you by Grant, by the way. He is the sponsor. Can we do it in crazy accents?
If you want. Yeah, for Yolanda.
I don't remember Yolanda's accent, so I'll have a weird one. Okay.
Okay, so who's who?
I'm Yolanda, of course. Okay. I'm the blonde.
Yeah. I'm Rinna. With the same haircut
I would have taken that bet.
You always and I will be LVP.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm going to be a combination of Kyle and Andy as one line. They're all in the same. Just pretend I'm Kyle. Here we go. All right, let's start.
How do you fake medical records? Blood tests?
Well, we didn't go that deep.
You know me a little bit as a person.
I do, but this was not malicious. You have to know this. This was just a conversation.
But to repeat this in front of the whole world.
I'm going to say exactly why, Yolanda. I'm going to be really, really honest. We were at my birthday party, and I never wanted to bring any of this up. I really didn't, but I will tell you, going into this, I was not going to talk about it. I was not going to go there. We were at my birthday, and you came, which was fantastic. I was thrilled to see you. You came with no makeup. You left. Ken had said you looked terrible, and Harry said, you know what? That's not okay. This woman is sick, and we need to stand by her.
Ken didn't say you looked terrible to her face.
Can I finish?
He was observing she didn't look good. You didn't look healthy.
I'm gonna finish this. This is gonna be said. Harry said, you know what? We need to support this woman, whether she's sick or not. That, and that's that. And you went there.
There goes your storyline.
No, I did not say that. The cameras were there all night.
At El Cello?
Il Cielo. We were sitting there at your birthday. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. I said it, Yolanda.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that I brought into this.
I wouldn't say there goes our storyline.
I'm not done. I'm not done. I got a phone call from you. You encouraged me to say Munchausen.
No way.
Flip the page. Dramatic music, please.
You didn't use the word. You needed to use the word.
No. Called me.
Oh.
You called me. I'm getting this out.
Where am I?
Rinna, page 2.
Sorry. Bad flinch flip. Okay. You called me. I'm getting this out.
Hold on a second.
No.
Hold on a second.
No. I'm getting this out. You called me at home and you...
Very rarely have I ever called you at home, but go ahead. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's pull him out.
I called 4 or 5 times.
I have her phone records.
Wow.
You called me. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. You told me you'd never call. I'm so sorry. Yes, you do.
Come on.
10 effing phone calls.
So what? We called each other like...
I'm sorry. You said that. I have never called you. I looked, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? And you encouraged me to say this.
No way. Why would I say when you brought it up, I said to you, I don't think we should talk about this.
Sorry, you encouraged me. And guess what? I did it.
Yolanda storms out. Is Kyle okay? I mean, is she okay?
I did it. I did it. And I'm sorry. I did it. And I'm owning it. But I'm owning it. You need to own the phone call. Own it. Just own that you encouraged me to do this.
You saying I called you and said bring up Munchausen?
You didn't use the word. You needed to use the word.
What do you mean?
You said it, Lisa. The word you said.
Oh, my God. No.
I put it out there. The effing... I got you.
Whatever that word is. It's become a word.
I did that. Yes, I did.
Lisa, we've been seen through the years to do things, even if you don't do it on purpose, trying to manipulate things. But you're great at what you do. You're a very powerful woman. You're beautiful. You're funny. You make us laugh. But... I think in certain times, you manipulate things, LVP. You do certain things in a way that will look great for the show.
Yep.
But you can't run over dead bodies and get a great show.
Yep.
Have you been watching Feud?
It's you.
I
know. The integrity and compassion for other people should be first.
And that got lost from all of us, I think.
Do you believe that she said that?
It's possible. It's possible.
Well, that's where it goes back to the very beginning of the birthday. And for you to say there's our effing storyline.
Please, I would not say there goes our storyline.
It goes back to that, you did.
So we're on camera, we've got mics on, and I go, there goes our storyline?
Yeah, I called Eileen.
Weren't you there?
I lost my space.
No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't. You knew this story was getting it. Going to get told.
Not a storyline. Yolanda was putting it out there publicly.
Damn it! You talk round and round, and it makes no effing. It makes me so effing crazy. I got to walk away for a second. Just for a second. It's like you just talk around and around until everyone goes effing crazy. Just own it, Lisa. Just fucking own it. Own it! Be done with it!
Own what?
After all that, Lisa Vanderpump said own it, she never owned it.
Oh. Never owned it.
No, after all that.
I thought she always...
Thank you for sitting through that, folks.
Oh, the chat room loved week. It. Thank you, you guys.
I didn't know I was going to be doing that today.
And
Charlie, you're right. Christy killed it. You're right.
That's the only accent I can do, so don't get too excited.
That was awesome. I'm so glad you got that role.
That music was like the beginning of Rugrats. Back to
that was great.
Yes.
And Jimbo, you did great with the sound effects.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dorit wants to be here we are in the boat. Dorit wants to come clean right away that Lisa Rinna had someone had alluded this about her, that she had a drug problem. Lisa Rinna says, "You are the one. It's just a sixth sense of mine. No one said anything to me." At this point, she said this. I'm like, okay. Kyle doesn't remember anything being said in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Odd. And then Eden says that it came from... Eden says that it came from her. Right?
No, there was a scene where Eden... Remember, Eden was sitting in Dorit's apartment, and they go...
Oh, meaning Dorit, okay.
You're right, exactly. And so they kind of mixed that into the scene, which was a little confusing. Right. Because first, Lena Rinna is saying that she's psychic. And I'm like, believing it. I'm like, yes, we're all psychic. I agree with you. You just got it. You just felt somebody was talking about you in pills. Okay, I get that. And then, for her to a little bit later, which we're talking about, like right after, say... I don't have a sixth sense. That's ridiculous. I'm like, we all said, what?
No, we all said,
what?
Like, huh?
Because, no, I believe it. I believe it. And then we did hear from, who was it, Dorit, that said it was talked about.
Yes.
So, and we saw that. Yeah. We saw the video footage.
Right. Eden says that Dorit asked her about Rinna's pill problem, and that was the question. Dorit claims she had no idea this was asked for her or anybody, and then Eden says that she's being honest, and Rinna, you know, like, yeah, she doesn't have a sixth sense, which, I mean, the sixth sense is probably the sixth producer.
Yeah, right, seriously.
Good point.
Well, she said in the end that, right? She just said, oh, well, someone told me. Didn't, like, in that last clip.
Yeah, I'm not going to say who told me,
yes,
but someone told me.
Right. Okay.
That was a mess.
Own it.
Very, very hard to follow.
I would have stuck with the sixth sense thing.
Yeah, this is ranking right up there with the I don't remember saying that business. Like, come up with something better.
Own your sixth sense, Rinna, please.
Own it.
We believe it. I'll buy it.
Yeah. Erica spoke up. And she said that she remembers Dorit contributing to Lisa Rinna's actions were being fueled by pills, and she questions why Dorit brought it up at all at the dinner.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised to see Erica willing to get into this.
Finally.
Well, Erica does see where there's some injustice, and she knew that there was no one going to speak on this, and she called her out and said, Dorit, why would you say it at the time then while we were talking about this? Because you were going to, you know, allude to the fact that she was had a pill problem. So.
I mean, I guess Kyle was useless. She didn't say two words, so Erica had to step up. She was the other witness.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica, when they started the scene, like Christy said, Erica was just sitting there looking, and I thought the same thing. I thought, she's probably not going to say anything. Here we go again. She's going to stay out of the mix, stay neutral, stay the most popular on the show, or one of the most popular. And then she finally got into it, but I felt like it almost became a Erica versus LVP thing, because I feel Dorit is a mouthpiece for LVP. LVP gets somebody else to talk for her a lot of times. Mm-hmm. She likes it when it gets a little crazy and chaotic, but she doesn't step in until it really gets heated, and then she'll put some jabs in. And I'm not judging you. I'm not judging LVP, but do you notice that? You know, she's watching it, and she got a little excited again. She got a little excited.
I also have seen this tension between Erica and Dorit
really
accumulate. I remember, was it last episode or something, where it's like, oh, you never gave me a compliment. Erica said, what are you talking about? They showed that montage of her giving Dorit compliments.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then tonight, even when she came to sit next to Dorit at the table, Dorit's immediate reaction was, oh, you're going to sit by me? It's like Dorit's been manufacturing this, what seemed like really a non-existent issue between the two, but Dorit has created it, and Erica's finally like, forget it, let's do this.
Do you think, though, that LVP put Dorit up to that, creating these tensions and these scenes? No, really?
I think it's legit tension between, you know, the new blonde from last year everyone
blonde
loved.
Wars.
Look.
Yeah, and not that Erica's jealous by any means, but I think it's just there's some natural
Okay.
You know, it's gonna happen.
If Thomas was here, he'd agree with me, because we picked up on this together. Mm-hmm. When they first met at the beginning of this season, we could tell their vibes were off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just kind of, like, the way they met, like, it wasn't welcoming. The two of them kind of could see each other. You know, you can kind of spot someone and you're like, we're almost too alike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we're just going to repel. I don't know. So that's the vibe that we go. We could be totally wrong with this. We're just analyzing what we're given.
The vibe
they can't team up. instead of going against.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean.
Teresa was no match for Erica.
No, no. God,
the thing. It's not even that entertaining because it's not like you've got two heavy hitters going up.
So do you think that she's, you know, the whole reason why I said Lisa Rinna was trying to create something is does she feel the need to because she isn't confident in her own personality?
And do you think maybe Dorit's an easy one to kind of just
Is Dorit being this I don't know, low self-esteem type person, so she's overcompensating and trying
similar
to create.
To Rinna.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, maybe because she can't live up to Erica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just guessing. I don't know. You said that. I just never thought of it like that.
I would think maybe even in maybe more so than insecurity is just really wanting to be on this show for a long time.
Yes.
And wanting the attention that comes along with being a main character of the show.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
and just I think Erica saw that coming in. It just goes deeper for me. I feel like the tension was there from the beginning, but Erica knew that Dorit was a friend of LVP, and she was coming in as a friend. And I don't forget how close Erica and Yolanda were. They were like this, and Yolanda and LVP were not. They're the opposite. So I feel like the tension coming in was right away, and it's been building, but it goes deeper, and it goes back to LVP and Yolanda, which is Erica and Dorit now.
Not just British humor.
No.
Yeah, the chat roll is siding with you guys on this one. Christian thinks I'm crazy.
What?
He said, Christy, what? Of course LVP has been running Dorit. You can't have a coincidence, possible background connection every episode.
Ooh. All right, okay.
You might be onto something there, Christian.
Thank you, Christian.
the big moment of tension was when Erica told Dorit that she talks too much. Then Dorit says, well, you don't talk enough. Ooh, very deep comeback.
Good one.
And then Erica said, everything you say is shit, basically. What did she say? She's like, say something that's real or whatever. And then, you know, she says, well, I don't like bullshit. And that's what I think you are. And I said it. So, yeah, I mean, again, Dorit, you're just no match. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I think why so many people like Erica, she doesn't have to get up out of her chair. Like the other one, Kyle, had to run to the other side of the bar. I don't know where she's going to go. You know what I mean? Like, at least this one, like I have to say, I can kind of relate to Erica in that sense. But I like where you can kind of just have the confidence in an argument to sit back and not get all blood pressure high and just speak her truth and give it to her straight. And that's exactly what it looked like Erica did.
Well, it's speaking the truth that I think a lot of people have a problem with. So that's the issue. And then they always overcompensate for it.
Yes.
So that's just what I think. Erica can just sit back and go, no, let's talk.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Dorit's like, well, just say it then. I just did.
Erica comes from a very, very comfortable place, like you're saying.
Right.
And that's backed up with a lot of money. I'm not talking about a little bit of money. Whereas Dorit, I just found out this week, her husband filed for bankruptcy very recently.
Sad.
Well, it wasn't 2017, or it was 2013.
Oh, right, and that's in the UK.
That's in the UK.
Oh, right. Okay.
But, you know, he sold a $40 million property, so I don't think that they're that bad off. And they do have Boy George, you know, bringing in money. So, you know, I just
get how all that works. If you're in the hole so much money, you can sell off a lot of property. You can't run to Beverly Hills and buy a Bentley.
I know. Well, you said rent, remember? we're like, oh, okay. So if he declared bankruptcy, I could see how he could be leasing
PK,
a Bentley.
Is it 24 or 36 months? I'm just curious.
See, we never thought of that until Graham brought it up a few weeks ago.
That's what I said.
Because we all thought it was a brand new gold Bentley, right? We thought he bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, maybe he leased it. I don't know.
I just have to get a good PK thing.
I love it.
Anyway, let's take
it.
A look at some news and gossip with Christy Wilson.
Let's do it. Well, we were talking a little bit about this reunion, which has now been filmed. Kyle is speaking on it, and she says it is always the worst day of the year, but this one in particular was bizarre. Which I think is a bizarre word choice to use for a Real Housewives reunion. She says there was, of course, a lot of crying and screaming and at least one walk-off. So, a lot to look forward to there.
More of the same.
Only one walk-off? I mean, wasn't there two or three last time?
So, Kim's back.
Ken is back.
Kyle also said at the reunion that she has had to block Eden on Twitter after Eden said something mean about Kim and then used hashtag grandma. Kyle says she just lost all
all respect for Eden, and that she's only ever before blocked one other Real Housewife.
Who's that?
Mm-hmm. You can probably guess that that might be Brandi Glanville.
That's what you were bringing up earlier, is anybody that's really gone out and out against Kyle is off the show. And those two other girls that didn't quite fit in, didn't you say they went after Kyle with a vengeance and the producers got rid of them? Interesting. That's
Kyle's
exactly what you're bringing up, Christy. Yeah. Little tie-in there.
She's at it again.
Don't you cross Kyle.
Will there be cast changes? Because Camille Grammer says she's been asked to return full-time.
Grant.
She's been asked, but she has. It's never been right. That's like the, I interviewed her like 2 years ago, I think, and that's what she said. She's like, yeah, it's just not right yet, but like she's always been asked.
So. Is it about?
She admits that she's been kind of toying with the idea for the last 3 years.
Right.
And she's currently dating a lawyer named David, who she said has become a fan of the show that they sit and watch together and that he's into it now. So she also took this interview opportunity to say that Kelsey is still terrible co-parenting. So, you know, she's always there to take a little dig at him, too. Meanwhile, what is Kim Richards up to? Well, she has only until September 7th to complete 450 hours of community service, or she's risking jail time. This stems from her probation for assaulting a police officer. Would you all remember that incident? So, hope Kim gets on that community service, because she's only got until September.
Kim, how do you sleep at night knowing you have all those hours?
Come to my neighborhood, pick up trash.
You have to get that, like, oh my god, like, when I have things to do like that, that's like a huge burden. I mean, I haven't had to do anything like that, but you know what I mean? Like, paperwork or like, a bunch of stuff. It's like, I feel like you're just going to rip the band-aid off and get over as fast as possible.
Oh, 450.
It's already been kind of downgraded too. They first, she was supposed to do like 50 hours of hard labor or something very serious. Yeah, and her lawyer was able to get her a little bit of a comfier community service kind of a gig.
Right.
So she's already been cut a break, and she should probably make
trash.
Sure she puts this at the top of her list.
Yeah.
Okay. Do whatever you have to do to get out, to not be in jail. Get to work. What are you doing?
Right.
How did she assault the police officer? She like slapped him like Jaja?
This was from the incident at the Beverly Hills Hotel, where she kicked him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
So you definitely cannot be doing that.
Yes. Shout out to former co-host Rin Renee and I, who went to the women's bathroom at the Beverly Hills Hotel to investigate. We were just like, well, I didn't walk in, relax. But we just got a good look. She went in and she told me what it looked like. And then
take pictures.
We pretend. I mean, it's literally right across from the main entrance, so it must have been quite a scene. That's all I can say, because it was like, very close quarters. So, yes. Wow. That'll do it for us for this episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. More Hong Kong drama to come. But first, where can we keep up with you, and what would you like to promote?
Well, a.k.a. Golden Boy on Twitter. My name is Chris Valentine. Definitely tune in to Coast to Coast AM on SiriusXM or any radio station that you have for St. Patrick's Day. I have 4 books on connecting with the nature people. I'd love for you guys to listen in.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JenniferLeoneTV.
And guys, a little bit of an announcement. Christy Olsen here. This is actually going to be my last episode of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. This is one of the first shows that I did here at AfterBuzz, and it has meant a ton to me to come and sit here next to Grant and now Chris and Jen. I'll shout out also to Thomas and my OC crew as well, Blake and Allison Dean. I've had so much fun with all of them and with all of you connecting about the Real Housewives. There's no other place where I could feel like my love of trashy reality TV is so embraced and shared as right here at AfterBuzz TV with these guys and with all of you. So it's meant a lot to me. I'm not dying, so please follow me at Christy Reports and continue to reach out to me and your thoughts on the episode. And you know I love all the other reality TV too. So please keep in touch. Thank you so much for this. Was my third great season, and I will definitely see you soon.
Oh, that's great. Christy, I will genuinely miss having you on this show. I can honestly say that you've helped me become a better host.
Oh, I appreciate
100%.
That.
Yes. We've done a lot of shows together, and I think we have great chemistry, and you've taken me out on some red carpets, and I'm so grateful to you, and you're a good friend. So thank you for all your support.
That means a ton.
And it was an honor to be able to work with you, and I hope we get to do some more shows together. I was looking forward so much to get on this show and work with you. So you are an inspiration. Mm-hmm. Your news and gossip is ace.
Always good.
Aces.
I can't even figure
the work
that
you put in every week is amazing. You're an amazing host, and I can't wait to work with you on other stuff.
You're still doing AfterBuzz, right?
You know, as of right now, the announcement is that I'm not going to be here for these after shows anymore. And I'm definitely going to, like I said, stay tuned, everybody. There's more info
only
coming.
Only good things come.
Yes, we'll see you on the red carpet.
Nothing bad. It's all really, really good stuff. So thank you so much, guys.
Onward and upward.
And if you want, you can please check me out on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Put out a really good episode where we talk about Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. And we have someone who went to Richard Simmons classes. She talks all about her experience. She was very close with Richard. So if you're listening to that Missing Richard Simmons podcast, this is a good kind of supplement. So check it out if you're interested. Please follow me at Grants_Rants. Our thanks to you for listening. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, guys. Mwah!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.